to this planning meeting on July the 4th, 2022. Agenda item number one, we have apologies for absence from Councillor Brian Bailey, Councillor Frank Cullis, Councillor Lynn Elson, Councillor Andrew Coleman, and Councillor Cherry Nicholas. We don't have any public speakers tonight, so I will not read the public speaking arrangements. Item number two, to confirm the minutes of the meeting held on the 20th of June 2020. Does anybody have any comments on those meetings? Otherwise, we'll just assume that they are passed.
No, that's first.
We recorded the proposal in a second.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Okay, we have a seconder. Okay, so that's Tim Dunfer and David Paul.
Thank you.
All those in favour?
Cool.
Thank you very much. Those are confirmed. Item number three, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Some members are to declare any interest they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. We've had some from Councillor David Corr on the Amberwood Nursing Home application, his mother-in-law's resident, and on the Exmouth Hospital application, he is on the Webb Community Health and Wellbeing Board. Does anybody have any?
Yes, it's an application, it's one of the late ones, 220026 for Hill Drive. The National Trust have expressed some concerns about it, and myself and my wife are both members of the National Trust.
Okay, that's a personal interest, thank you. Any others?
No.
I didn't have any, I don't think. If there are any as we go through that you remember, please just let me know. Okay, item number four is urgent business. I don't think there is any. So, item number five is tree and advertising consent applications. The first one is in Littleham, 22105 to Tree, 21 Douglas Avenue, all for a court. The proposal is for a T1 Holm Oak crown reduction to previous pruning points, approximately 2 to 3 metres, maximum diameter cut of 75 millimetres, 2 metre clearance from the building to be ensured. Crown lift by a maximum of 1 metre to leave an even appearance, and maximum diameter cut of 25 millimetres. This tree was previously reduced in 2013 and has produced prolific regrowth, and it's now become over-dominant and is nearly touching the building. And the second one is a T5 cedar to reduce the height by approximately 2.5 metres with a maximum diameter cut of 100 millimetres, to reduce the southern and eastern lateral spreads by 1.5 metres, a maximum diameter cut of 50 millimetres. Crown lift over the pipe store by removing 2 small branches back to the source with a minimum diameter cut of 50 millimetres. This tree has been reduced in the past and has responded well, and this reduction is suggested in order to relieve the weight on old pruning points. We've had a tree officer's report. The trees within this application are located within the grounds of Aldbury Court and can clearly be seen from Douglas Avenue and are important features to the local area. The works applied for are repeated previous works granted consent to enable T1, mature holm oak of good form and condition to be maintained to a suitable size for its location to prevent direct contact with the nearby building. For T4, I'm assuming that's T5, a semi-mature cedar, the repeat proposals are to help reduce potential limb failure and to ensure clearance over sheds beneath the canopy of the tree. Both proposals are considered appropriate ongoing repeat management, which will not be detrimental to either the health or amenity of the trees, and they recommend approval. Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to go with the tree officer's report and happy to propose approval.
Okay, do you have a second for that?
Yep.
Councillor. Right to it. Okay, so all those in favour? That is Are we not discussing the town application now?
I think we just need to ratify the decision, don't we?
Okay. So, okay, application 220746, advertising, prezzo, installation of two internally illuminated individual lettered signs to the shopfront, installation of two PPV foam neon signs, the installation of internally illuminated individual lettered sign bonded to new fascia panel, installation of two internally illuminated lettered signs to shallow trays. The conservation officer says that the amended plans are taken on board the comments relating to the two projecting signs in the entranceway and are acceptable. On the 23rd of May, the town council agreed on a split decision in accordance with the conservation officer's report. The application was approved by ward members by delegated authority on the 30th of June in accordance with the conservation officer's report, because they basically said they'll do everything that the conservation officer has requested. So effectively we have a proposer and a seconder for that, don't we?
You did that by delegated authority on the email, so okay, I guess you could keep it the same as how you did it on the email.
Yeah.
Mm. All right,
good question,
Chair. Councillor
Cahill. It's not relevant to this particular signage, but when they did their work, I noticed that they put very large planters and trees in. Yeah. When we gave permission for the external seating on the pavement, that was never included. Is that something that should have planning permission?
So the tables outside their building are there under an arrangement with the cafe pavement licence. So that would be a County Council Highways Authority issue rather than a planning matter, I believe. But we can look into that.
It's just something I've noticed, and how big are the trees going to get? You know,
they're going to
have an impact on the pedestrians.
Yeah.
So it's just something that I noticed.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you.
Just a quick question. Is this in addition to, or is it substitution for the one we discussed before?
It's responding to our comments, to the Conservation Officer's comments of the previous one. So we have a proposer in myself, effectively, and a seconder in Councillor Tim Dunfer. All those in favour? Okay, so that is passed. Okay, so we now move to planning applications. Brixington, planning application 221329 5 Oakwood Rise, a proposed first floor extension, open garage and internal alterations. We've had a comment from Councillor Coleman, who has no objection.
Councillor Cherry Nicholas has also got no objection.
Okay, thank you. This is excellent neighbourhood plan policy, EB2. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, right. I'm trying to view the document.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I tried to view, I get to the list of documents on the internet, but since I touch view, it says not available. Could you possibly throw it up for me on something? Right, so it's an infill above the carriage, actually. The carriage, is that going to be accommodation? No. Sorry, I'm not trying to put it in.
That's it. Wouldn't appear to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Given the window there.
Councillor Nicholas's comments were that there was prior approval for something of this nature under permitted development, so she didn't see an issue with it. But
with this assuming the garage, she'd obviously researched it. That's fine. If it's permitted,
the prior application going back a few years, I think, had been It looks like the garage remains. Yeah.
Well, I suppose sometimes they keep the door and then just block it off, don't they? So, okay, then that's fine.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Cagle. Does anybody else have any comments at all? Fred, are you happy to propose that? Yeah, can we have anybody who will second that at all? Okay, it's Councillor Dumper. All those in favour? So that is no objections to that one. Okay, now move to Halston. Planning application 2210154. Removal of existing steps with creation of a raised decking. Proposed additional steps with the addition of a swim spa. Councillor Lynn Elson has no objection. It would be excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2. And we will hear from Councillor Troy.
Right. Yes, this is a quite large detached property situated between the lane, two lanes, one each side of the house. It looks like it's all on the flat. The decking and the small pool protrude about 2.5 metres beyond the present decking and steps, and the garden is quite big enough to do that without any great problem. The only question I have is, if it's a sauna type, well, it must be a sauna type pool, it's too small to swim in anyway, only 15 metres long. It would need some privacy protection, I would have thought, and there's no proposal for that to be done. So as it stands, there is no problem. But if there was some permanent structure constructed above it, that might need to come back for more planning applications. So at the present, I've got no problem.
Okay, so you have, do you have any other comments at all?
Do I propose no objection?
Okay, that's fine. I am happy to second that, I think. All those in favour? Okay, so that one is accepted. Planning application 22-1112, full, Amberwood Nursing Home. The erection of two-bed retirement bungalows with associated facilities. Councillor Lynn Elson says that it appears that this application is in addition to the planning application discussed at the last meeting. If it is, then this is overdevelopment of the site, although it would not have any effect on the street scene. There's one representation. The concern that the proposal will undermine and damage tree and mature shrubs on the boundary between the properties. A maturing chestnut tree is not shown on the southwest corner, and the foundations for the further west bungalow will be under the canopy of the tree. Concerned that if the previous application 22-1112 is approved, then this will be overdevelopment of the site. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, like Lynn, I have great concerns. I'm not sure whether this is in addition to the one that we approved last time or whether it's replacing it. If it is replaced, if it is the two together, then that would be rather a lot of overdevelopment. It would lead hardly any garden, and I think the residents do need a pleasant garden to enjoy themselves when they get the chance. So this needs further clarification, I feel.
Yeah, so this previous application was approved in 2017 for an extension on the same footprint for these bungalows. They started a little bit of work on it, apparently, but this is a revised application for the 2017 one, but it is in addition to the one that we discussed last week.
In that case, I would consider that to be overdevelopment and I would raise an objection.
Okay, that seems to concur with what Mr. Elson says as well. So Is that a proposal? Does anybody else have any comments on this at all?
No.
Okay, so that's a proposal for objection. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Delphi will second that. Thank you. Okay, so all those in favour of objection? Any against? So with your hand up for objection then?
Sorry.
Should we'll start that again. All those in favour of objection?
I was too quick.
All those against? And any abstentions? Okay. So that is passed. That is objected to. In fact. Oh, it's been a long day. Okay. Planning application 22-13194, 27 Hill Drive. A single storey side and rear extension. We have Councillor Lynn Elson has no objection, and South West Water say that the applicant is advised to contact them if they cannot comply with requirements for asset protection. Yeah, this is excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2. And once again, Councillor Ryan Foy.
It looks like the architect has gone to a good deal of trouble to avoid overlooking problems. The utility room mostly replaces the garage, but it's a little bit bigger. But opposite there is, and because the whole frontage is now filled in, so you've got almost the whole site covered by the full frontage. But dead opposite that is a house where they've done the same thing. The whole frontage is covered. So I can't see any objection. I approve. I suggest approval.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any other comments from anybody else at all? Do we have a seconder? Councillor David Paul. So all those in favour of accepting that application? Any against? Any abstentions?
Comments?
I don't know, it's not something I've ever seen before, the comment about...
They set quite a lot.
Okay.
They just comment that if the development is going to... if the applicant isn't able to comply with South West Water's requirements for asset protection, so in other words, if the development's going to affect any South West Water sewers or etc., then they have to contact South West Water to discuss that, any implications.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Rosser. We'll do that back again. All those in favour of accepting? All those again? No, that's everybody, so that is passed. Okay, planning application number 22-10984, 16 Grange Avenue. A single storey front extension, single storey side extension. Addition of a first floor for habitable use with alteration to fenestration. Is that an objection?
No, there were no representations.
Okay.
There are a number of objections in this part of the notice.
So are you saying we didn't have a representation of Councillor Ellison?
No, what we say is when the Town Council considered this application in June, we raised no objections. However, at the time, there weren't any representations from the neighbours. Since then, there have been several representations.
Okay.
So the comment relating to our discussion of the application back in June, we can see there's updated information available now because there are representations on the website now.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
There were no representations in June, but there are representations now.
Okay. So Councillor Elson has said that she objects, feeling the proposal will have more impact than the original application and that the straight bridge is out of keeping. There were 7 representations on the website. The objections in respect to the original and amended plans make little change and do not mitigate previous concerns raised. Following the previously refused application, this revised application fails to overcome issues of mass and the effect on the amenity of neighbouring properties. The bungalow was built in the 1920s in the garden of number 12 and 14 to fill in a gap, and was as singles and was done so as a single story dwelling due to the close proximity and confined space. In changing the refuge design to a pitch, the changing of the refused design to a pitched roof has resulted in increasing the height of the building. The proposal for an additional floor would have a detrimental impact and result in loss of light and an overpowering effect on the neighbouring properties. Substantial privacy will be lost, and number 13 Grange Avenue would be overlooked and have a feeling of being hemmed in from the front and the sides. And the loss of the 1920s features and forward building line would be out of keeping with the area. And there doesn't appear to be any parking provision leading to more on-street parking. So this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. So Councillor Brian Turner.
Yes, as the French would say, a summons. I thought the original would just about get through these Devon, knowing they're quite ambivalent about these sort of things now. And the roof was well pitched back, so there wasn't so obtrusive at all. But now this is a bit nasty, this one. It's completely just a rectangular block, and it's going to completely dominate that little part of the world. As you say, neighbours have objected. At least one neighbour said he's discovered a covenant that forbids him from having his back wall too high. So if the wall is up against that, it would sort of be in breach of the covenant. Obviously, the covenant on those properties, the front goes back to the 20s, so it may be difficult to revive that one at all. The covenants go back to the developers. If the developers died or disappeared or gone off the scene, how the hell do you impose the restrictions on the covenant? So it's a good point. But that was the original intention when the property was built, that should not be too badly overlooked. It's just that the garage is now, the position has moved a bit, so you've moved the overshadowing from one property to another, so that doesn't help either. I don't know whether you can use the argument about inappropriate in that particular street scene. You go around the corner and you've got properties of all sorts of different frontages, you know, so whether that could be held up, I don't know, but generally, this business of the overlooking of the over domination of the area, I think it's pretty nasty, and I would raise an objection to that.
Thank you, Councillor Toy. It does appear bizarre that when it was refused, that you could have taken the refused application before and made it worse. It's a bit puzzling.
Yeah.
That's my view. Do we have any further comments from anybody else at all, Councillor Dunfer?
Yeah, I'd just like to emphasise what Brian says and how nasty it was. And as a former Halston councillor, I believe that we should object to it. We heard last time from Councillor Cullis, who actually previously lived in Grange Avenue and knows those properties very well. And he was very opposed to it as well.
Yeah, the point was that no neighbours have objected at the first application, so I assume they were reasonably happy with it. So, but apparently they were not happy with the first one anyway, so that's come up subsequently.
Can I just come back on
that?
One of the problems this planning committee has, of course, is very often these applications have just been launched on the district website, so we don't actually see quite a number of the applications that later come in, representations and objections that come in later.
We're subject to the same consultation period as the general public, so sometimes that runs concurrently, and if we review the application before, you know, the deadline, then yeah, it is possible for comments to be added to the site after we've discussed it. So
almost usual, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you just mention a bit about the parking thing?
Yeah, one of the representations said there doesn't appear to be any parking provision. That's it.
Yeah, I've looked at that, and you could just about park a normal family car. Anything bigger than that, they would protrude onto the pavement, so they could just about squeeze an ordinary car in that space. But then you've got this problem. What where do visitors park when they come to visit? You know, this happens in all sorts of, in most of the properties in Brixton, the roads are too narrow to be able to park in the streets safely. So this is getting to be an increasing problem.
Parking,
parking, parking.
Oh, no, we haven't got
one. No comment. It would be good. Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder, Councillor Dunbar, for that to be objected on the grounds of. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. No, I was just looking at from streeting on. Neighbouring properties are all two-storey. I'm not quite sure why people feel this is so overbearing and so on. Maybe I'm not looking at it. It might be interesting to put the put the elevation on.
Could we? Yeah. Could we see the elevation and when you have? It's a how high it will be in relation to neighbouring properties.
Just open that one room. Mm-hmm. And do
you just want to just look at these just ones?
The elevations.
Yeah, okay.
Try that one.
Councillor Dunbar.
I don't even put streets in. I can put streets in.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, I was just going to answer Councillor Mike Rosser there. I think the reasoning is it's so blockage. It's not, you know, it's just not, as Councillor Toy says, nasty, you know. And it is. It is.
Yeah, I'll just try and find an existing. So according to the representation, this was originally a garden for, I think it must be this property, and this property is an infill in the 1920s. This is the existing on the corner plot. So this building here is that one here, if that makes sense. That's existing, and that is the proposed. Do you want me to bring up Google Maps? What number is it? 16.
Yeah, it's 030Q16.
This is the property as it stands now, and this is the property next door. I'll just move along a little bit.
Yes,
I've gone a bit too far. It's a bit difficult to see with the hedges, but. That's it there, and proposed.
So the camera, what's on the other side? Is it bungalows on the other side?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. It's increased.
I think it has, because it's increased to the front and to the side. as well as with the first floor. It does appear in the location plan at least that it's kind of butting up against the properties now. It's hard to know what's a shed and what's the extensions now.
So that's the proposed floor plan and that is the existing floor plan.
Can I just make some comments?
Yeah, Councillor Cahill.
Thank you. Is this not a little bit like the bungalows up in Essington Drive, you know, where we have people, like a couple were moving with some small children and wanting to extend the bungalow to accommodate their families? It's maybe that someone's bought this for living in there as a young family and need to make it bigger. Is that possibly the case?
And they could have stacked it all behind, couldn't they? You know? Single story.
People do all sorts of things for all sorts of reasons.
Right, so what are we thinking? I mean, Councillor Toy and Councillor Dunfer, so we do have a proposal for objection, and you're thinking that. Okay, so if we take a vote on that, all those in favour of objection, all those against, any abstentions? Is that against, Councillor Wilson? Okay. So that is objected to. planning application number 22-13784, 31 Willow Avenue, roof conversion to habitable space, single story rear extension, and relocation of a detached garage. Councillor Elson has no objection, there are no other representations. Sorry, for the benefit of the recording, there's a peculiar noise in the background. Yeah, this is taking to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2.
I open the windows.
Why don't close them? This is a group of children
or
youngsters out there.
You've got a choice of them,
haven't
you? Well,
that's
in
there
in the box,
yeah.
No objection from Councillor Olson, Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. And we go again to Councillor Ryan Toy.
This is quite reasonable, really. The straight gable is to the rear, so it doesn't really seriously affect the street scene at all. The property is big enough to take that, I think, without too big a problem. The only possibility is that they could be overlooked. There's a house to the rear somewhere with a very high door, but then that's they would create their own. Their own problem, wouldn't they? So if they're quite happy with that, then I'm quite happy with it. So I've got no objection.
Thank you, Councillor Toy. Do we have any further comments at all? Okay, so we have a proposal for acceptance from Councillor Toy. Is anybody happy to second that at all? Councillor David Corr. So all those in favour of acceptance? That is unanimous. Okay. We now have the item on the addendum. Did everybody receive those? Yeah. You got this, did you, Councillor Toy?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so planning application 22-00264, 42 Hill Drive. I need to, just having seen the name, I need to declare an interest. I know the applicants. Just as personal interest. 42 Hill Drive, the removal and repositioning of an existing garage and erection of a new building. The amended plan shows proposed changes to the elevations and ownership boundary. In January, the town objected on the grounds of the application's documents had insufficient information. The National Trust say that it's noted that the, so this is, the National Trust comments are for the first application, the previous application on the application as it stood.
Yeah,
yeah, first amendment. Okay. So it's that application, they said it's noted that the proposed development will result in a replacement of an existing single garage with a larger building situated closer to the shared boundary. This area of registered park and garden immediately adjacent to the site is known as the Bee Garden. The National Trust is concerned that a building situated so close to the boundary with windows facing the registered park and garden would detract from the visitor experience. It's noticed that the proposed footprint would be in excess of 40 square metres and therefore in terms of size, the building would be capable of alternative uses in the future, such as functioning as a separate unit of accommodation. Councillor Nelson has said this was to the first application as well, I can imagine.
This is the, in respect of the amended plans.
Okay, so this is in respect to the amended plans. Mm. Okay. That a lot of development has already taken place in this area, but she's concerned that the plans are still very confusing. No terrace should be allowed on the roof of the single-storey building. A previous application for another property in Hill Drive has a condition to this effect. So she objects to the plans as they currently stand. There are two representations from the public objecting to the original application, but no further comments yet received regarding the amended plans. And for the final time this evening, Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, I have declared an interest, but the National Trust are concerned that it could have an impact on the view outwards. And I remember 25 years ago when we were discussing the development in that area, that we had lots of plans about points of view, arrows pointing this way and pointing that way, to protect the point, the viewpoint. There's a place up there called a point of view, and that points of view were a very important consideration. So if you can see some sort of unsightly building from the National Trust building, that is not acceptable. It's the actual positioning is not quite clear. We haven't got it exactly sort of defined on the drawings they've given us. So it's if it's going to be back against the back boundary, then that is certainly not acceptable. And it's pretty large in size, and I think it would make the site pretty cluttered, and I think it would be overdevelopment. So generally, I'm inclined to object to it for those reasons. I think more, the National Trust were saying that the developers had done no research into the heritage side of things, and that is important. I mean, with listed buildings, it's their surroundings that are as important as the building itself. So that needs to be considered. So I think they think the applicants need to go back to the drawing board. So I think this particular application, as far as I can see, is not very acceptable. So I would object.
Okay. Bearing in mind Councillor Toy's declaration of interest, I'm happy for him still to propose objection with this.
I have not been communicating at all by National Trust.
No, absolutely. So we have I would abstain, obviously, but we have a... Has anybody else wish to comment at all before we go on? No? Okay, so we have a proposer for objection. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Tim Dumpo. So all those in favour of objection, all those against, and any abstentions. So that is objective. I need to find a better way of saying that. I haven't had this on while I've been doing that.
Refused,
of course.
Yeah.
Well, accept.
Recommend refusing.
Recommend refusing. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Recommend
refusing. That's always put that way when we're looking at these different decisions, isn't it?
Yeah. Recommend
refusal. Yeah. Okay. So, thank you for your marvellous work there, Councillor Toy. You may never relax a little. You can't go yet.
Councillor, I rest my case.
Oh, dear. For the benefit of the recording, Councillor Brian Toy just made a bad joke. If only there was a video. So we now move to Littleham, planning application 221321 full. the Exeter and District Community Health Service NHS Trust, Exmouth, Exmouth Hospital, Claymont Grove, the construction of AHU plant for recovery ward at ground level. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, and this would be Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2. Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. I said actually on the web board, this has not been discussed at the web board. One would have to propose no objection because it's hidden from view.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Yeah, I can't say any reason to object to that. The only comment I'd like to make is I think the plans are not very informative. I mean, the proposed elevations and existing look identical, and the only actual plan seems to be of the concrete base for the building.
Okay.
So it seems a bit peculiar.
Maybe the existing and proposed two are of the same size, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's a positive sign that there's investment going on at the hospital, personally. So are you happy to propose a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so all those in favour? Okay, that's unanimous. So now we move to planning application 22-1326 full, 3 Walnut Grove. First floor side extension above existing garage to provide accommodation. We have no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, and this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Mike Rosser.
No objection. Come to the harm from Mr. Fulton.
Okay, thank you, Councillor David Paul.
Oh, second that.
Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder for acceptance. All those in favour? Okay, that's unanimous, thank you very much. Okay, so we have two planning applications now for Bicton Street, so we'll take them together. One is the application itself and one is the list of building consent. So it's 22-1347 full and 22-1348 LBC. And the proposal at 58 Bicton Street is to install replacement windows and double doors to the rear of the property. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. Again, no objection.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Yeah, happy to second that.
Okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? Oh, Councillor. Sorry, I didn't go to everybody else, did I? Councillor Tim Dunbar.
Yeah, just to say, shouldn't we have a comment from Conservation? Mm. So, subject to Conservation Officer?
Yes, it's subject. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wise. Thank you for pointing that out, Tim. So, all those in favour with that condition in place? Okay, that is unanimous. So, we move to planning application 22-1392 full. 10 Lipscomb Avenue for a single-storey rear extension. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Planning Policy EB2. Councillor Mike Rosser.
I've got no objection to this proposal.
Thank you very much. Councillor David Paul.
Nor have I.
Okay, so we have a proposal. Oh, I haven't asked everybody else. Does anybody else have any comments? Right. So we have a proposal and a seconder for acceptance. All those in favour? And that is unanimous again. So now we move to, this is a bit rather a conversation with myself, isn't it? What do you think, Councillor Ridley? Well, so now we move to Town Ward. Planning application 22-1357 full, 44 the parade, with the magnificent news that Papa John's is coming to Exeter, apparently. So I've been told it's magnificent. So the proposal is for a change of use from Class E to a hot food takeaway unit, sui generis, including associated external alterations. Oh, the news is on. We have a comment from Environmental Health suggesting that the noise level of any plant or equipment must be designed as part of a sound mitigation scheme to protect the amenity of local residents. Councillor Jeff Trail has been in contact to advise that he's no objection to the change of use to a hot food takeaway, but he has concerns regarding service users using the loading bay and bus stop on the parade, causing traffic issues, and any approval should be conditioned that customers park around the back. I didn't like to say that. I don't really know how we can condition that as a as a planning.
Yeah, and round the back is a private car park.
Yeah.
And it has a camera in there, and it's got Premier parking plus or whatever. Go in there, even the turn around.
Your pizza becomes a lot more expensive if you do that, doesn't it?
Sorry, I mean, it's not for me to comment.
I think Councillor Trail's concerns reflect as well the concerns that they have outside
Domino's
Pizza.
KFC.
Where, you know, again, you have people pulling up in that area, but it's essentially a highway signing issue. I don't think it's a planning condition issue.
It would help if we had a one-way transport management plan in Exeter, but that's another story.
I think it is a fair comment that you will have a lot of delivery drivers. That's the thing with Domino's especially, is the little cars with the Domino's sign on the top, and lots of them sometimes.
Do we really need another takeaway in that location? I mean, it's gone from a takeaway food shop to move. Now we're going to put another one in. This place is just becoming takeaway after takeaway. I mean, this is not. Sorry. Where does it stop?
When every building is a takeaway. Councillor Tim Dunbar.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Fred, could you... Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah. I can see the point. I mean, I regard Exeter Road and the parade and bottom of Imperial Road there as takeaway capital of the world. But I don't think there are any saturation policies which we can adopt which would stop that going on. So personally, I have no objection. I mean, there's all sorts of bus and traffic management issues along that stretch. I mean, we've had buses parking regularly across the zebra crossing, which is a real, and double parking, and that was a real safety issue. But I don't think we can ask number 44, the parade, to take that into account particularly. Individual customers must do their legal thing and either park around the corner or cycle in or whatever. And so I propose approval.
Thanks, Councillor Dunfer. As I say, I completely take Councillor Trail's point. But as you said, Councillor Dunfer, it's not really something we can condition, or it's not anything that falls within what we're being asked to do. So I think I have to concur with you, and can't see any reason to object. That is within our scope. So we have any other comments?
Thank you. I'd like to object on the grounds of actually what Councillor Trail said, the traffic management situation, because it's a bit like we're talking about a housing street and we're talking about car parking. It's not acceptable to have cars parked in places in residential streets. yet we allow people just to come and park in front of that takeaway and then block the buses. And it's like Councillor Dunford said, it's already bad enough when you've got three buses queuing up. But if people were stopped there for their cup of tea, their pizza or whatever, I mean, I don't know what the open times are. Do we know what the open times are? Is it evenings or is it...
It's the kind of place that will be open
all day
from lunchtime until late.
Oh, so it's not open in the morning?
No.
Is it not? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can look it up, it is on the, but I can't remember. I think it was 11 o'clock at night, but I can't remember the opening time.
I mean, in some ways, you could argue the fact that there's a bus stop there means people aren't going to get a chance to park there. Because if there's always a bus there, or there's always a bus,
well, maybe it's all I didn't know what the open times were. Yeah. So if it's like Greg's, you have a lot of people stop there, park their builder's van, nip in for their pasty and their coffee, but they're blocking the bus.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the opposite of Greg's, really, isn't it?
That's I stand corrected if it's only opening at 2 o'clock to 11 o'clock. I suspect it's probably going to be more of a delivery.
Yeah, that was there's a paragraph about that. Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock till 20, 10 o'clock till midnight.
Could we have a look at the paragraph just above this, where the screen is now? So it's 4.12, so just scroll up a little bit. Sorry.
A bit up.
Are they going to have a deliver?
Using 70.
10 W vehicle, do you want
to know? Can I ask, is this the old Brent's shop? So they have people picking up passages.
So one assumes that those delivery vehicles could go in the back cover.
There's a lot of assumption in all of this, isn't there? But yeah,
they don't have the information there, do they?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then that doesn't really represent the problem in the delivery trucks, does it?
You see the grips, though.
Yeah.
I think Councillor Chair's concerns were more about the patrons, you know, the people that were actually turning up to collect pizzas, potentially parking outside as they do outside Domino's.
Yeah.
I think his concerns are more around the users rather than the trade deliveries that they're anticipating.
And I would agree partly, but now actually I've changed my viewpoint because I'm reading a little bit more information about the opening hours and also the deliveries around the bay. I suspect a lot of it be the old Deliveroo sort of type set up. So that's where you may have a problem. Because where are they going to park to wait for their next pizza delivery to take away? You know, if it's a motorbike, you know, fine, they're going to...
It's also that there's another pizza to their delivery on the corner of Royal Street that regularly falls onto the pavement outside.
Yeah, there is.
The bus shelter in that area. So it is a problem where takeaways of that nature.
Yeah. In terms of just getting some clarification, so in terms of those parts of the application and us hearing it, are they things we can object on?
I believe you could object on traffic management concerns. I mean, we haven't had any comments from Devon County Council Highways, have we?
No.
See, that's really interesting. Having, you know, given the fact we've had comments from Councillor Trowell, but we haven't from those.
That's his personal view, not an official view.
Absolutely. Councillor Dunford.
I did, and Councillor Tory calling me. There have been so many problems in that area, and I mean, I have been in fairly regular contact over the years with Jeff Trail and other county councillors about, particularly about the buses and the loading bays, and they were actually going to change, well, they did change things. They had two bus bays, and then we asked them here to make it three, and they were going to make it three, and then they discovered they hadn't got enough room, so in fact it became 2.5 plus the loading bay. Now if you watch what goes on down there, I mean, it's quite often customers of the Halifax who are the ones who are parking further down, not necessarily in the bus stops, but in the loading bay. And, you know, personally, I don't see why a new business should be disfavoured over an existing business in that respect, because the existing businesses are, as far as they can, they will get away with it. I don't think that, regarding Jeff Trail's comments, I don't think the situation is comparable there to the situation at the former taxi rank outside Domino's, etc., because that was a recognised parking place, although taxi owners always objected on the basis of, you know, you're stealing our taxi rank places. That problem has gone away. But if you go down there on a Friday night, you will see people double parking in that area now. I don't believe that people will do that in the bus stops. They may, in the evening, park in the bus stops for a couple of minutes, and that could be a problem. But then you look all over the town, and there are similar cases. So I do find it difficult to object specifically to this one. And so I continue my proposal of acceptance.
Yeah, Councillor, thank you, Councillor Dunbar. Councillor Brightway.
Yes, there's a simple way to stop them parking outside there. Put a safety rail along the pavement. It would stop people crossing the road too, because that's a very inappropriate place to cross the road anyway. So that's a simple solution to that one. If we raise an objection, the other takeaway outlets might start saying, if you're going to do that, you might start chasing us about the problems. And then and the applicant could quote things like discrimination or human rights, that he's denied the rights that the other shopkeepers are allowed. So I think on those grounds, I would raise no objection to that. Certainly, we could approach Devon County Council to do something about the parking there. My suggestion might be accepted. They may have another one, but it's up to them.
You could mention concerns about traffic management in your response. You could say that you're happy to recommend approval, but concerns have been expressed about traffic management.
Do we have any further comments at all? Councillor Mike Rosser?
Yeah, I think we're just thinking of the number of places you can get pizzas in Exmouth. Quite a few. Do we really need another? Of course it will.
I agree personally, but it's not necessarily something we can...
Well, you can get them on mail order, I think.
Sorry?
Get them on mail order as well, I think.
It wouldn't be a material planning consideration
In terms of saturation points, you know, for example, I know from licensing with public houses, the only thing you can stop in terms of the saturation of pubs and licensed premises is if there's a safety concern. So there's too many of these here. I mean, yeah, it's not something that's really something we can. I completely agree with you, but I am entirely torn on this, but I will continue to second approval. So Councillor Dumper has proposed that, I have seconded that. All those in favour?
Chair.
Councillor Dumper.
Chair, just taking on board what Lisa has advised us, that, you know, to qualify that with a suggestion that traffic management is looked at and taken consideration on.
Invite Devon County to have a good old look at this.
Especially as the county councillor is...
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We've written it for you, Ross. So bearing that in mind, all those in favour of approval? All those against? Okay, so that is passed. That is approved. Okay, so planning application 22-1334, PDO, which is not a planning application, 17A Manchester Street, EX8, I won't be reading the postcode. The change of use of first floor offices from Class E to a two-bedroom apartment, Class C3. So this is a prior notification application, it's not a planning application. There is a presumption that this development can proceed unless we object on the grounds of transport and highways impact, contamination risks on the site, flooding risks on the site, impact of noise from commercial premises on the intended occupiers of the development, or the provision of adequate natural light in all habitable rooms of dwelling houses. Is dwelling houses one word? That's good, I like that. And I'm right in saying, just before I comment, that with this particular change of use, it's not subject to the sequential flooding test, is it? I'm fairly sure.
I'm not sure, because it does say flooding risk on the site, so I'm not sure, Joe, if I'm honest.
Can you just explain a bit about the presumption? I thought everything else were...
No, because it's a permitted development order.
Why?
Because the changes that they're proposing to make, the changes that they're proposing to make are permissible in law under a permitted development order, so they don't have to go for a full-blown planning application. We actually had another one, didn't we, on the parade that was almost identical to this, and members raised concerns over the loss of employment land, effectively, that was being converted to residential. And I did quite a lot of investigation into it then and shared the notes. But there is a presumption, because it's a permitted development order.
That's why I was thinking about the parade, and then
there was one not so long ago, very similar. But because it's permitted development, they tick all the boxes in terms of being allowed to do this under a permitted development order.
So on the gov.uk website, developments that don't need a sequential test, you don't need to do a sequential test. If either of the following apply, your development involves a change of use, e.g. from commercial to residential, unless your development's a caravan, camping, chalet, mobile home or park site. So I think we don't need to consider the flood risk in that sense.
No.
Councillor Tindover.
And I also think that the actual, when you look at the elevations and things like that, there isn't a great deal of change. And one of the issues, I mean, obviously, about employment in the middle of town is that the whole structure of employment has changed in a way. And whereas in the old days, you could have had offices above shops, and you did in many places, but now, with modern office requirements, it's actually quite difficult. And with working from home added into the mix, it is really quite difficult to do that. The added incentive, of course, is money, and developers can get a lot more out of housing development than they can out of commercial office development. So given all that, and given the fact that it's permitted development anyway, I'm not sure there's any comments we can make, but I think, and it's interesting that the next application we're going to consider is about two doors away, although it's said to be in the Strand, and this one's said to be in Manchester Street. They are actually almost next door neighbours, and they go either side of a particular neighbour. And the particular neighbours have objected very strongly to the bigger application the other side. But, that's all I can say, really. And I think we have no alternative, really, but to say, well, permitted development.
So, effectively, we're voting on the fact we see no reasons to object rather than... Yeah, okay. I'm completely with Councillor Dumper, so in that sense. But do you have any further comments at all? So we have a proposer and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Now the additional item for the town ward. 20 The Strand, proposed extension to the ground floor to create an enlarged shop and storage area, and an extension to the first floor to convert the existing apartment to provide, it's as if four apartments. I think on the revised application is two, am I correct?
Right.
Okay. I think so.
Yeah, that's one. So initially there were four in the application, now there are two. And the amended plans have because the amended plans have removed the first floor extension. So in September of last year, the town council had no objection in principle, subject to adequate provision for access to open space, storage for bins and bicycles in accordance with policy D1.3 of the local plan. Devon Highways had no objection. The conservation officer said that though it's not a listed building, the rear elevation is within the conservation area boundary, and consideration needs to be given to reducing the size and extent of the of the extension to minimise impact on this informal, less developed space to the rear. No further comments received to date regarding the amended plans. And the Environment Agency objects on the grounds of an absence of a flood risk assessment. And am I right in saying there's still no flood risk assessment in the plans?
I don't think there has been one submitted, right. No.
Okay. There's one representation objecting to the original plans, but no comments yet received on the amended plans. And this is excellent for neighbourhood plan policy EB2. Councillor Dunlop.
Yeah, I was quite impressed by the representation that's been received. I mean, it was obviously written by planning lawyers, I could see exactly what they meant with their objections to it. Now, whether they will take the same attitude with the two apartment version compared with the four apartment version, obviously it's preferable, but I must admit I'm not all that happy with the proposal, and I leave it open to you, Chair, to see what you feel about it.
Thanks, Councillor Lambert. I wasn't saying thanks as in thanks. It's quite a confusing application, because actually if you look at the back of the building, it's quite confusing. It's really quite hard to visualise what it'll look like and how it will be. I had another look on the way past, on the way here, and I think the fact there's still no flood risk assessment.
Joe, can I just, since while you were talking, I was looking, I am slightly confused by, so this is the Environment Agency's comment on the 9th of November.
Yeah.
In the absence of an acceptable flood risk assessment, we object to the application. But reading the documents, there was one submitted in August. So I'm wondering if they're saying it's not enough information, whether it's been updated, I don't know.
When was their comment made?
From August, and their comment was in November, so that was available.
They would have seen it.
So I'm assuming that it probably, they weren't happy that there was enough information in it. It doesn't comply with the requirements for site-specific flood risk assessment. Yeah. I don't know if that's been updated.
The applicant may overcome our objection by submitting a revised FRA and or additional information as outlined in this letter to demonstrate them. Okay.
It's a revised, yeah.
Okay, and they haven't submitted a revised one.
Not that I can say.
Okay.
No. Chair, I'd like to give my apologies. If I don't get this bus here, wait until I know it. So okay. I need to go.
No problem. Thank you, Councillor Paul.
Sweet.
Good luck.
Yes.
It's nice to see you as well. Do we have any? No, we're fine. We need four. Councillor Fred Cahill.
Can you just clarify for me, number 20, is that the one that was the other pizza shop where they got on the scaffolding?
It's the fishing tackle shop.
The fishing tackle?
Yeah.
I'm right, I do better than one. Okay. I was getting confused with the other one. That's fine.
Okay.
I am surprised though about increasing the apartments from 2 to 4.
Yeah, so it was for the agenda has got a mistake in it. It should say 2. So it was 4 and now they've scaled it back to 2.
Right.
Actually I think that I will propose acceptance with a comment saying subject to a satisfactory flood risk assessment. And subject to the conditions from the previous application, I think. I'm assuming they haven't been met, which I couldn't really work out from the plans. Is anybody happy to second that?
I just want to comment.
Yeah, go for it, Councillor.
The whole of that front part of the town is in a flood zone, isn't it? It's been declared a flood zone.
Oh,
and then technically you shouldn't have any more developments in flood zones, but nobody takes any notice of that these days.
It's actually really weird when you look at the map as to what is what, but I think it is. So, you know, if we were to say this is fine, but subject to a flood risk assessment, and they came back saying that there is a risk, then I think that negates it, and A7 can then look at it from there. Councillor Cahill.
I don't think when we start talking about flood risk assessments and flood zones, I don't think the environment has updated their flood zones since they've done the flood prevention work. Somebody needs to, I think, at the Environment Agency to update their assessments, because otherwise why have we spent 12 months doing this flood prevention work? Yeah, we still got flood zone, we still got to get flood risk assessments, it doesn't make sense.
I seem to remember there was it was for a property on the parade at East Devon Planning when I made that point, saying, because it was just inside the flood zone, and we were basically told they're not going to do that because there is still a risk of a flood at some point.
We did follow this up with the Environment Agency in East Devon, and what they said is that the risk of flooding doesn't just come from the overtopping of the sea, it can come from other parts, and therefore, you know, the flood defence works are aimed at mitigating the risk of sea flooding, but there is still a risk of flooding in the town that doesn't come from overtopping. So that was the first thing. And secondly, that the flood defences, the sea flood defences, don't completely mitigate the risk of flood. What they do is they reduce the frequency. So the flood defences were put in because there was more than 1 in 100 chance, I think, of flood. There was a ratio that they used to justify why the flood defence went in, but it doesn't mitigate it completely.
And I
don't think there are any plans to update the flood zones because the town is still at risk of flooding.
It doesn't make sense because everybody has to sort of look at, I mean, like that applicant's got to go back and try and argue the point about FRA when, you know, okay, it could rain really heavy for 3 days on the trot and then we'll have a flood. I get that, but that's a bit of an unfair thing to put on someone who's trying to put 2 apartments up in the first and second floor, you know.
Yeah, that was the case in this other application. It was well above ground. It's
a bit of
George Pigeon.
Yeah, George Pigeon, yes. Yeah,
yeah, it's just a bit sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other comments at all? Oh, yes, that's the number, sorry, no.
Sorry.
No, it was you.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, in fact, we've had it with several properties. I mean, the biggest one, of course, was the big block on St Andrew, yeah. Corner of St Andrew's Road, which you and I both argued, and as I remember it, we achieved what we wanted on that. And I think the Environment Agency, if they're arguing what you've just said, they argue, Lisa, then they're entirely wrong, because in 1960, when we had floods, which were occasioned by the overtopping of the Withycombe Brook, because there was a high tide and the water couldn't get out into the river, we have avoided that for over 60 years now. With and the other point that they make in their assessments is that this just goes up to 2065, the sort of flood mitigation. Now, they've said once in 100 years, or what, those are the kind of assessments they make. But every year that goes by, and every panel on climate change's view every time, is that time is compressing. So yes, that's right, the frequency is becoming more frequent. So I think the main objection to this particular development is likely not to be anything to do with flood risk, but is all about amenity to the neighbours. And it is that which the objection is based on. And if I were going to propose objection, which I deliberately wanted to find out your view, I would be objecting on that ground, not on any other grounds. And that means, essentially, I've changed my mind since the previous application, but I hadn't seen the rationale that was given. We're back to this thing of not having neighbour representations to us. But to me, they make a very compelling case, and I will vote against it on that basis.
Okay, do we have anybody who will second approval?
Yeah.
Okay, so all those in favour
of approval,
and all those against. Okay, so we now move to Woodcombe Riley. Planning application number 22-1260 outline, 65 Moorfield Road, an outline application with all matters reserved for the erection of a two-storey, two-bedroom adjacent dwelling. We have a comment from statutory consultee South West Water. It's the comment about being advised to undertake if unable to comply with requirements for asset protection. Councillor Frank Cullis. There seems to be parking for the proposed new property, but not for the existing one. And being next to school where parking is an issue, I'd like to see adequate off-street parking for both the new build and the existing property included in this application. Otherwise, the proposal looks good. He also makes a point about South West Water's comment highlighting that for the discharge into a combined sewer, subject to a sewage undertaker carrying out capacity evaluation. And he then wonders if South West Water need a sewage undertaker to evaluate their own capacity. A sewage undertaker. The mind boggles. this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2 again. We do not have a Woodicombe representative. Do you remember?
Yes, I did.
Thank you for coming to the rescue there. Yeah. That's the number.
And the reason I have is because I knew that Frank Cullis was going to be not here. He did ask me to have a look at it, and I did have a look at it. And I agree with his assessment that it's okay for approval. This thing about sewerage undertaker, which he was asking, I've actually had an email correspondence with him today. It is, in fact, South West Water. It is those water companies that were designated under the Privatisation Act. They are the sewerage undertakers, generally.
Nationalised.
Generally. Well, yes, but...
They still wouldn't do it, you know.
So is it the case of marking their own homework is the question I would ask.
Always. Okay.
I propose approval of this.
Okay, does anybody else have any comments at all? Councillor Fred Cahill.
Can we just have a look at the location plan, the map plan? They should be appraising sewer injections to all the villages, shouldn't they? Because they're only doing what they're allowed to discharge in the city.
65, so means I'm trying to work out which side of the road it goes.
Can you shrink it a little bit, Rons? It takes a to load.
There we go.
So that's right next to the school, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're proposing to build another property in those grounds. Is that correct?
Looks like a decent size.
Ron's can't hear you. Can you say again, please?
Sorry, is the proposal to build another property on that footprint?
Yeah, on the side here.
Right.
Which is something which has been done in various other...
It has to,
yeah. But it proposed something.
Yeah, extended existing off-street parking to 2 cars. Yeah. At least they're going to take the cars, but they've got to go to the pavement something, so I'm assuming they're going to be back and driving and drop through.
So that is on land that is part of 65 at the moment, I assume?
Yeah, okay.
Would you excuse me, Chairman, I have to leave. I've got to make quick exit stage left pursued by a bear.
Once more, Councillor Brian Toy with a...
Councillor
coming. Thank you, Councillor Toy. See you next time. 1, 2, 3, 4. We are still 4. This is good. The rest of you are stuck here, I'm afraid. Yeah, we are very good again.
No, thanks for that.
Okay, thank you. So, Councillor Dunford has proposed approval. Do you have any further comments at all? Councillor Rosser?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the sewage thing, you know, the line of what we've been talking about. Yeah. I'm just reading the South West Water's statement. It's aimed to provide power sewage services from existing public farm or combined sewer. I mean, obviously there are doubts about their ability to do that. I guess we've got no grounds to object. But
yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, that there is some doubt. It may just be another...
It's just, I was looking at, I'll speak off record. You know, we have a 13.8 increase of population in East Devon, more than any other area in Cornwall and Devon. So in a way, it's not surprising that South West Water is struggling with the amount of sewage that's being generated.
Absolutely, but as you say, that's not something that we can really comment on. I completely agree. And Councillor Toy's comment that theoretically every single application should be subject to that kind of thought, I agree with. I think I'm happy to second Councillor Dumper's proposal of approval. So we do have a proposer and seconder, Councillor Dumper and myself. All those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? So that is approved. Recommend approval. So we now move to agenda item 7, other items. We need to vote on it or anything. I don't know if we want to comment on it. Proposed upgrade to existing radio base station installation on the Salterton Road roundabout. pre-application consultation for the upgrade of the existing mobile telecommunication apparatus has been received with a copy letter attached. Do we have any comments on that? Councillor Cahill?
You do know that it's going to be higher. You looked at the antenna.
I haven't had a chance, no.
It's a higher antenna. I think it's going up from 15 to 20 metres.
Okay.
But personally, I welcome 5G.
Yeah.
If we're going to try and encourage better economics in the town, we need to, we need to keep moving with the technology.
Absolutely, absolutely agree.
I have a problem.
Any further comments at all?
There's none.
No.
Because then we're going to have drawings to show what we're actually putting there. You've obviously
seen. There is a letter.
It's an increase in 5 metres in the
map. Oh, no.
And it's taking the existing boxes out and putting some new boxes in.
Yeah.
But I think there's going to be, where there's two boxes, there's going to be four boxes. So there are going to be more boxes against the wall and a higher mast.
Yes.
So I was happy to just know that.
That's the way I read it.
I think that's all we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we could comment, but I don't think it's anything strongly that we feel we need to say. So we now look at the planning decisions. The ones that differed from our views were 19 Lime Grove, East Devon have conditionally approved it after we objected. And a similar thing for 19A Phillips Avenue. So with ever dwindling numbers and so thank you very much for attending, everyone, and for staying to the end and keeping the score. Good night.